SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your daily dose of stoicism wisdom. Ever feel like you're running on a roller coaster of emotions? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting down into a pit of negativity. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that bombards us with constant stimulation, leaving our emotional states feeling more fragile than ever. But what if there was a way to build inner strength and resilience? Enter Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that's surprisingly relevant in today's crazy world. Today, we're diving deep into how to use Stoic techniques to master self-regulation and boost your emotional intelligence. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is the superpower you need to navigate life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. And guess what? Stoicism has a toolbox full of powerful tools to help you develop that superpower. First up, remember that we can only control our own thoughts and actions. Those external events, while those are like waves crashing on the shore, they come and go, but they don't define us. Focusing on what's within our control is like anchoring ourselves in a storm. It grounds us and allows us to respond calmly even when things get chaotic. Secondly, embrace negative emotions, but don't let them control you. Ever had one of those days where everything feels wrong? It's okay. Acknowledge the feeling, understand it, but don't dwell on it. Imagine yourself as a detective investigating the emotion. What triggers it? What are its underlying causes? By getting curious, we can start to detach from the emotional whirlwind and gain valuable insights about ourselves. Thirdly, practice mindfulness. This isn't just about meditation, although that helps. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Imagine yourself as a calm observer of your own inner world. When you can observe your emotions objectively, you gain the power to choose how you respond, rather than react impulsively. Fourthly, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but Stoicism encourages us to appreciate what we have. Take a moment to think about all the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, even a sunny day. Gratitude shifts our perspective and fosters a sense of contentment that can help us weather any storm. Lastly, remember that virtue is the ultimate goal. It's not about achieving fame or fortune, it's about living a life guided by wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance. Think of these virtues as guiding stars. They illuminate our path and lead us towards a more fulfilling existence. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a high-powered marketing executive. She's constantly under pressure to meet deadlines, manage demanding clients, and juggle a busy personal life. One day, a major project falls apart, leaving Sarah feeling overwhelmed and frustrated. She wants to lash out at her team, but she takes a deep breath and remembers the Stoic principles she's been practicing. Instead of reacting impulsively, Sarah acknowledges her frustration, analyzes the situation objectively, and comes up with a new plan of action. She remains calm and composed, inspiring confidence in her team and ultimately turning a stressful situation into an opportunity for growth. Think about that self-regulation isn't just about suppressing emotions, it's about channeling them constructively. It's about developing the emotional intelligence to navigate challenges with grace and resilience, just like Sarah did. Remember, building self-regulation and emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Keep practicing those Stoic techniques, focus on what you can control, acknowledge your emotions without judgment, cultivate gratitude, and strive for virtue in all that you do. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed the show and let me know your biggest takeaway on social media. Until next time, keep practicing Stoicism one small step at a time, building a life of greater meaning and purpose.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.